reading from Psalm 27, verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. And listening, friend, I don't know if you feel prayed up or encouraged or blessed this morning, but I have two new friends in the studio with me, and we've prayed for this program. We prayed that God will use it to encourage you, to bless you, and in some cases, maybe even feed you, and not just feed you food, but also minister to your soul, because these two pastors from the Springfield area are all about that. We're going to talk about an initiative that they started a few years ago and some of the ministries that Table of Life Ministry is doing throughout the Springfield area. But I'm going to first have Senior Pastor Jessie Herring introduce herself. Now, I know her through the Ministerial Alliance here in Springfield, but I think she sits on a number of other committees and she assists in so many different ways to try to bring revival to the Springfield area. And she also mentioned when I saw her this last Saturday at a gathering of the pastor, she says, I have a youth director, Pastor Michelle Washington, that's working on this initiative to feed people and backpacks and such. I would love to share her with the WLUJ family of stations and the great news media stations. And I said, oh, sure. So we've had a little bit of a church service here this morning as we just worshiped the Lord and shared some testimony time together. But I'm going to first start with you, Pastor Jessie. What would you like the listeners to know about you and your ministry at Table of Life Ministries in Springfield?
Thank you, Mark. I would like for the listeners to know, years and years ago, I stepped out on Abraham faith. In the year of 2007, the Lord told me to pack up my bags, move to Springfield, don't take anything but just my personal items. And when I got here, and a few years later, I got married, and then the Lord said to start your ministry. I started the ministry in the basement of my home at 2431 West Lawrence here in Springfield, Illinois. Down in the basement, it was about 40 people that came down on October the 31st, 2010. We invited everyone to come. That night, one person got saved. And from that point on, we outgrew the basement in 4 months. We moved over to West Allen. We stayed there about a year and a half. We outgrew it. Then we moved on over to Wheeler, 319 South Wheeler. We outgrew it. And then later on, we moved in 2015 to 2600 South Fifth Street, where now we're buying because the Lutheran were so good to us. So I just thank God for the ministry. I thank God for the opportunity to step out on faith to do his holy and divine will. I am so excited about what God is doing. He has really, really given me a good support team. I have some awesome members that love God and love doing the work of God. So we're on the move. Our theme is, you know, we just want to be a blessing. And we always say, even at the table, that you will find love, peace, and joy. And we want to bring that. We want to impact the community. We want to bring the community together. We want to feed the community. We want to be about our Father's business. So I'm just so excited to be in Springfield.
And what would you say Table of Life Ministries is best known for? Is it the preaching, the teaching, the evangelism, the serving the community, the rallying? I know we've had some meetings there. And don't you have a revival coming up pretty soon?
Yes, I do. I have a revival coming up, which is going to be on the 17th of this month at Table of Life Ministry at 6:45 p.m., which is going to be a Thursday evening. We have an evangelist coming all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Her name is Dorothy Hector. She used to live here in Springfield, Illinois. So our ministry, wow. You name it, whatever the Lord lead us to do and the vision that he gives us, the dreams that he gives us, we go at it wholeheartedly. And I just thank God that I have a support team, hallelujah, that don't mind working for the Lord. Mm-hmm. So we evangelize, we feed people, we preach, we teach, and we have an awesome youth ministry.
Mm. And tell me about this youth director, Pastor Michelle Washington. How did she come into the fold, and how do you see her advancing some of the ministry goals of Table of Life Ministries?
She came into the ministry in the year, I believe, of 2013. She's been with me since then, and she truly, truly, truly been a blessing. She came one day to the service, and she shared with my husband and I that she wanted to become part of the ministry. She'd been working with children for so many years. And you talking about an awesome youth director? She's the jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. You name it, she can do it.
And she's one of my favorite kind of interviews, guests in the studio. She's very positive. She prayed up for each and every one of you that are tuned in, those that are maybe hungry and that need some food, or those of you that want to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ. She has a real passion for saving souls, working for youth. And I think you've helped with this initiative the last few years, but it's called the Hope of Life Project. It's an outreach ministry to the community.
That's right.
With backpacks of food and other things that people need.
That's right. That's right. Now, one of the areas that we have is that our pastor, which our senior pastor here, Pastor Jesse, she reached out to those in our community, always expressing love. And one of the things that we do, we express love with food. Mm. We always have food at the table. And we always have food that's available for the entire family, as well as those individuals can come out and pick up a bag of food. So on Sunday after service, we have food available, a warm cooked meal, and that's able to feed the entire family and those who attend service. But if you need something during the week, on Thursday, you can come in and pick up a bag of food. Now, it's not just for the children, even though the name is called the Backpack Program, mm-hmm. but it's for the entire family. And that's also, even if you don't have children, but you need food, mm-hmm. you can just come in and be part of our program.
So the two special days are Thursday during the week and
yes.
then on Sunday after service. So what's mm-hmm. the location or the address for people to write down or to be aware of?
The address is Table of Life Ministry, 2600 South 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois.
That's 2600 South 5th Street. It's right on the corner. It's a big church. In fact, that's where you held the Springfield Ministerial Alliance meeting. In fact, there was a wonderful breakfast that morning. I think one of the congressmen helped underwrite it. But I know some of the other pastors said, oh, you can always count on good food here and good hospitality. And so for the listener that lives in and around Springfield, be aware of the Thursday night when you can come and pick up some food, or on Sunday where there can be a meal cooked for you right there and attend the service. Do you know what you're going to be preaching on in the coming weeks? Do you have a series of messages that you deliver, or how do you feel led of the Lord each week with a new message?
Yes, yes, and sometime it'd be a series. Mm-hmm. But the Lord led me even on Sunday to talk about that. He's a God of another chance. Mm. And I was coming out of Psalms 51, where David, where he messed up big time, but he had a repentant heart, and God gave him another chance. Amen. And just like God did it for David, he can do it for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Washington, Michelle, you had mentioned before this program that part of your goal is helping stamp out the food needs that people have, but you also talked about insecurity that people have. What does that mean? How do you want to help people with their insecurities? Maybe it's their faith insecurities or safety issues or their eternal destination. What kind of insecurities do you want to help people overcome?
Well, one of the things is that we realize that you have a lot of people that are out there, especially with children, that's not having enough food in the home. And a lot of kids feel like, well, what's happening to us? And I work with young people, and they don't always express that. But when they don't have food that is in front of them, that they're able to eat daily, then they begin to see how, what's this mean to my world and how it's falling apart? So being able to touch the child but having food available and coming from a spiritual place, we're able to pour into them and let them know that with God, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. God is going to provide for them. God is going to be able to give them the things and meet the need of that child. So touch them in this way with food, but we also be able to bring that spiritual component that God is going to meet their needs and whatever that need may be. So taking advantage of the dinner that we have and meeting and fellowshipping with everyone else, meeting the saints or the Christians that are there, that's going to continue to speak to that child. And we hope in that course that they'll come out and be blessed by the spiritual food that will also be available to them. But again, a child should never go without food, but how that makes them feel, what's happening to my world, what's going on, and let them know that God see you. God see you.
And what would you say is maybe one of the most rewarding aspects of your ministry work? Because those of us that know, youth are not easy to work with many times because there's just a lot of identity issues or they're struggling with peer pressure. What motivates you to go at it? Because it's a tough job.
Well, one of the things with kids is that once you introduce them to God, impressing it upon them, they take that to heart. And they begin to develop their own relationship and begin to break down those walls. Because you're right, kids build up a wall that they don't want to talk. They don't want to share. But one of the things we do, we say that we believe in the Word, we believe in God, and we believe in having fun, too. That reach them, and we just recently came off a vacation Bible school. And that was so much fun for the children, is to learn about God in a fun way, but stick with the Word, and they can build upon that. So I love working with children, and that they say the darnest things. They open, they can be honest, but if they can really see you really wanting to be there for them, and to pour into their lives, they would trust you. And you could see how they flourish underneath the Word of God.
Pastor Herring, obviously with a youth director like Pastor Michelle Washington, that allows you to focus on various things. And I know Table Life Ministries oversees other different projects, initiative, community involvement, and this Hope of Life project. I think you want to do a shout out to Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yes. Blue Cross Blue Shield really has been a blessing to us. In the year of 2021, we did a backpack program for a whole year. On a Thursday, we cooked a meal. We fed the community. They would come pick up their backpack. They took it home. They would bring it back on Sunday. We cooked another meal on Sunday. And we did that for a whole year.
Wow.
It was a lot of work. And the food now, we have some great cooks. Soul food. They are great cooks.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And we were able to do that, like I said, a whole year. And we are just so grateful for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, I can't remember who at the pastor luncheon, but they said this was the best biscuits and gravy and fixings.
Somebody else
said, yeah, but there's some other really good versions or something, you know, because I thought, wow, these were fantastic. Yeah. And yet somebody else says, oh, there's other really good kicks around here. So appreciated that. And your heart for reaching out to the community.
Yes.
Now I'm going to go back to how we opened up the program. I read from Psalm 27, verses 1 and 2. And I know this is a little dangerous when you get a pastor all fired up about one of her favorite Bible verses, but for that listener today that might need to be encouraged by these words, I'm going to reread it and give us some of your thoughts, why you're so passionate about this portion of Scripture. Psalm 27, verse 1 and 2 says, "The Lord is my light," and this is the NIV version, so I know many of you have different versions, but this is the ones that I've memorized for so many years and I'm most comfortable with, but "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall."
Mark, I'm so passionate about it because even when I was single and when I was going through in life, I thank God for my mom because my mom kept me in church. And I was dealing with so many obstacles when I was in Mississippi. And so the Lord had me to memorize Psalms 27 because through my trials and my tribulation, you know, being a single mom with my children, going through on my job, didn't know sometime how I was going to make it. And I would always go back and read, you know, Psalms 27, the Lord is. I could just stop right there because the Lord is my provider. He's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's my Rose of Sharon. He's the father for the fatherless. My father was gone. He's the mother for the motherless. He's everything that I need. And not only that, but I was dealing with a lot of enemies during that time. And I memorized when my enemies and my foes came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And it touched my heart and my children, they began to watch me read that all the time and reading it at home. I read it so that when my son went to the army, he had it tattooed in his chest because he saw what his mother had been through. And he knew that it wasn't nobody but God that brought me through. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for others. And even right now, when I'm going through trials and tribulation, because long as we're on this earth, we're going to go through some things. I always go back to Psalms 27. The Lord is. And he's right there.
And I'm glad you're sharing this because just because somebody comes to Christ doesn't mean that suddenly there's just Skittles and they ride on unicorns and everything just works out perfectly. There's still heartache. There's still disappointment. But the Lord can be there for you to equip you and encourage you. But even being widowed, you've gone through that. Just because you're serving the Lord through Table of Life Ministries doesn't mean that everything always ends perfectly.
Yes, because I was married. I had an awesome husband that started the ministry with me, and he passed away February 6, 2022. And that was hard.
Yeah.
And I had to go back to Psalms 27. The Lord is. And he'd been there. He'd been there for me because I lost a jewel. He was an awesome, and he helped build the ministry. You name it in the ministry, he could do it. And, you know, the Lord saw fit to call him home. But I had to keep going. And since I've been going, the Lord has been my light and my salvation. And I have not feared anything because he's always there. Because he promised never to leave me, nor will he forsake me. He said, lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Now, Pastor Michelle, if God was going to answer your prayers for this initiative, I know you've done it a year or two in the past where you want to feed people. You have these kind of backpack concepts that they can go home with food, whether they come on Thursday and pick it up or they enjoy the meal, a fresh cooked meal on Sunday after church. How would God answer your prayer and what would it look like?
That the word would get out where people who are in need would come out. And also, not just people who are in need, those who maybe want to volunteer for the program. Because, you know, it's not one person that's going to make this work. It's team effort that's going to make this work. But also, the being able to reach those children who are going to bed without a meal, going to bed, or if they're waking up and not having anything to eat. We provide in those bags something for breakfast, something for dinner, and snacks. And so being able to reach families that they're able to provide for their children if they're in need, but also everyone in Springfield. But being able to have families to come out that truly can use this. And being able to have volunteers and bringing everyone together to be able to understand that this is just the beginning. God will supply them of all they need if they turn to the Father.
Is there a website or a phone number? And certainly give the address, but is there a website or phone number for people to call maybe to volunteer or maybe somebody's listening and doesn't know what they're going to have for dinner this Thursday night, how they can find your location?
We're located 2600 South 5th Street, which is of the corner of 5th Street in Bryn Mawr. Our number is 217-720-5100. That is 217-720-5100. And we're on Facebook, Table of Life Ministry. We're on Facebook, and we're also www.tableoflife.net, www.tableoflife.net. I do want to also mention that we do have our food pantry, which is the third Friday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. So God has blessed us with food. We have food. We want to be able to give it away. So Sunday, and that's usually at 1 o'clock, we have a dinner prepared for anyone, family, the entire family. You leave, you fill out some information, leave with us if you would like to pick up a bag on Thursday. And that's usually between 5 to 6. You can come in and pick up the bag and go. Pick up the bag and go. And you return that bag back in on that Sunday. Leave your bag on Sunday. We'll have it prepared for you. And you can pick it up on Thursday.
I'm going to close out with a reminder for our listeners, Pastor Herring, Jesse, if you will, because I have loved seeing you at all these committee meetings. You serve on the Billy Sunday 2024 committee with me and some other great folks. And I know you're all about the prayer initiative that's going on with Bishop Franklin and just so many other things that you're doing in the community. But a week from tomorrow, on the 17th, there's a special revival. And you and I might still work out getting that special evangelist that's coming in on a future program, so we'll see if we can pull that all together. But what would you, in our closing minute, want to say about that revival that people can expect and be blessed by attending?
I am so excited about the revival. I am working along with Pastor Juan Mars and his wife, First Lady Carla Morrison. They bringing her in. She's coming in on a Sunday at 11 o'clock at Prayer Wheel Church. And then she's going to be there for three nights. And then I believe she's going to Pastor Artie Doss Church. Then she's coming to Table of Life Church, which is going to be on August the 17th. So I'm so excited for her coming in. Hallelujah. To spread the word, to spread the good news of God. Just so excited.
And I love the fact that she's going to be serving at like three or so different churches.
Yes.
What a great way that God brings in a gifted evangelist and kind of spreads the wealth to be at different churches, different locations. And I'm looking forward. If I can pull it off, I hope to plan to attend. And I
Amen.
Know some from our Billy Sunday committee are going to attend. And you're all invited. You can find out more by calling Table of Life Ministries at 217-720-5100, 217-720-5100. And if you're hurting and you're without hope or you're hungry, we encourage you to stop by Table of Life Ministries on Thursday nights around 5 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock, and then certainly on Sunday after hearing a good message. They'll feed you and they'll encourage you. So Table of Life Ministries accomplishing great work here in Springfield. Thank you, Pastor Michelle. Thank you, Pastor Jesse. And thank you, listener, for being a part of today's broadcast. May you be blessed, may you be encouraged, and may you know that God loves you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Herring, and Pastor Washington with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day. Watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray. Angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. Angels watching over me. It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Ooh, I call on him to see me through.
Angels watching over me.
Oh,
all night, all day.